Recording in progress.
We'll pause until 7 o'clock.
All right.
Recording in progress.
Good evening, everybody. It's 7 o'clock, and I'm going to call the North Bottomville City Council meeting to order for November 9, 2021. I'll ask Dee to call the roll, please.
Councillor Acton?
Here.
Councillor Randall?
Here.
Councillor Norris?
Here.
Councillor Lee?
Here.
Councillor Hall?
Here.
Thank you for that. I'll ask everybody to join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Moving down. All right. Moving down to public hearings. We have two public hearings tonight. We'll open up the first one of the 2022 budget revenue sources. Public comment. Hearing none? All right, that public hearing is closed. We'll move on to the next one. That would be the 2022 preliminary budget, North Bonneville preliminary budget for 2022. Any public comment or question or anything on that one?
Not on mine, no.
No.
Hearing none? All right, that public hearing is closed. We've got a consent agenda. Approval of the October 26th council workshop meeting minutes. Approval of the November 1st half vouchers in the sum of $16,319.81.
I make a motion to approve October 26th meeting minutes and November's second half vouchers, or first half vouchers for the sum of $16,319.81.
And Travis, second that, somebody?
I'll second.
Okay, Margie Lee had some questions.
I did, because I was just looking, browsing through them. I said, why did the fire department turn in a receipt due 9/29, and the bill was actually 8/30/2021?
Well, and looking back and talking to them, what happened is they went to order again, and they said we would have an outstanding bill. Nobody had it. We normally get copies of those bills with CC. Nobody. We couldn't find it, so they reprinted a new bill, and because we normally pay very well on those. So that,
I know. That's why I was looking at it. I thought it was kind of weird.
Yeah. You know, we get, and I went through mine. I think Dee went through hers looking for it. Nobody had that invoice, so they reprinted the new one.
And then, of course, my other question is Team Electric.
So we had a problem. We had a problem with our alarm system down at the plant. We have two payment bills for alarms.
Yes.
We have alarms here. We have alarms on at the plant, and we had a problem setting them up. Wouldn't set up. So we had the alarm called the alarm company. The alarm company said it's not on our end. It has to do with your box, your electric box, something within your system is bad. A lot of times it will happen, they have a backup battery in them, those batteries go bad, but Brian knows that, replace the battery, and it doesn't work. So we had to call an electrician because it had shorted out, and when he came in here and they went through it, they had to run the wire, and they found that one of the contacts, somebody had replaced it a while ago.
That's why I said, we know when contact was this.
They were surprised it lasted as long as it did, but it was the complete one. They had a bunch of them, it cost us a lot of money. Because it was an emergency call out for them, that because we get alarm set, we have to have them set. So it was very expensive.
It just set out.
I know. I agree. I'm glad that you asked. Yeah, me too. I didn't like it either, but
I'm like, what? Yeah. I just have the wrong comment.
One of those guys do really well about fixing most everything, but that was one of the things they couldn't find. They couldn't find where the problem was, and have to be in one of those contacts. And they thought it was safe. I put it alongside feed and further up. So I had to rewire some of the wiring and put a brand new contact board in, and that's called out after hours.
Well, whoever did this, I hope they're no longer with it. from eons ago.
He was, because Brian said, I don't ever remember, Brian's been here 20 years, I don't remember anybody. We've had a lot of them for a long time, so I don't know who did it, but it was, it lasted this long, but it was long. Any other questions?
No.
Any other questions on it? Hearing none. Dee, would you call the vote, please?
Councillor Acton?
Yes.
Councillor Randall?
Yes.
Councillor Norris?
Yes.
Councillor Lee?
Yes.
Councillor Hall?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, moving forward. We don't have any guest presentations this evening, so we'll go to public comment.
There's none online.
I have none.
Somebody say something?
Dana said she has.
Okay, thank you, Dan. All right, we'll move on. Council member comments.
I'd like to thank everybody for coming, be it by Zoom or in person.
Ken says he's waiting for Zoom to start.
It's already started. Did he sign into the workshop one, maybe?
Did you sign into the wrong one, Mr. Ken? Oh, this is fun. We can talk about him. He's not here yet.
There you are. Himself.
I know. I don't know why he's signing in then. He's on vacation.
Maybe by Zoom.
Maybe that's why.
Ken, thanks for attending. We're
not letting you in.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even see him trying to come in.
Not part of our
public. So another meeting in progress.
Only the one you're supposed to sign into. Dana got in.
Got the recording.
Let's see.
We can listen to it afterwards.
Meeting in progress. City council meeting. Yeah, I mean it's yeah. Does he have another meeting in progress? He didn't leave or end? Possibly.
So, do you have his number, Dean?
Mm-hmm. Huh? Number 4.
We might give a call and put it. You have his.
I can try to send him another email. I mean, I don't know what Colin M's going to do. I can. Let me see if I can send them an email. One second.
You have your phone with you?
I do, but I can't send them an invite that way, I don't think.
No, just call them. Put them on that way.
Oh, gotcha.
That was not creepy at all.
I'm sorry, folks. We have some technical difficulties.
And I don't have his number. Would you like to give it to me?
Huh?
Not help out. Just, you know, not everybody needs his one person. I don't know.
Oh.
Well, why don't you just call him, Brian?
Because I am. If we got anybody chiming in, I should say to keep this off.
Chime in on your phone.
Yeah, your business. Always watching. Okay.
Amen to that.
Big and your
Didn't you just say,
let's go, Brandon?
Big brother, Brandon.
Oh, wait.
Go, Brandon. Go, Brandon.
Here to be granted.
So all right.
As you get older,
we're trying to get our city attorney on.
That's what I said, but everybody said that wasn't possibly the case at all. So, are you going to be getting into the correct one now? We don't have any let-ins. We have people who joined, but I don't have a waiting room. Oh, there you go.
There
I see
he is.
Hey,
okay. Bye.
That old guy figured out how to work his technology.
No, I don't. Thank you, Steve.
Okay. He signed into the council workshop.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
No problem. So Ken, I'm gonna bring you up to speed real quick. We had two public hearings and they were both for revenue sources, 2022 budget revenue sources and 2022 preliminary budget. There was no public comment, and so we moved on to close those. We are down at approval of the October 26th council and workshop meeting minutes and approval of the November 1st staff vouchers, 1981. And I got a motion from Travis and a second from Richard. And did we call the vote on our meeting? So that was approved. Oh, yes, we did. And we went down to no guest presentations, no public comment, and now we're at council member comment,
which I was rudely interrupted on.
Well, yeah.
So, go ahead, Councilor Randall.
I'd like to thank everybody. Ken, thanks for joining us.
You bet. Wouldn't miss it for the world.
Love the excitement, brother.
Yeah.
So a few things I'd like to point on, make a comment on, is this disc golf. If anybody was on the city, North Bonneville City News and Notables.
I sat on my fingers so I didn't type a response.
I didn't.
I know. You stepped in it.
Anywho. The Sean Coogan character, obviously, he doesn't want to show up to these meetings and discuss it. He'd just rather get on the internet and complain about it. So hopefully he'll join us one of these meetings and we can address his concerns of the issue of just shutting it down because it doesn't make any money. And it's not about money. I want to make that very clear.
It's not about money.
It's about the behavior that it brings and the people. It's about community safety. And our obligation as council members is mainly the safety and of the community and the way that the city operates in a transparent manner. Now, if you have somebody defecating and urinating in freaking public, along with smoking marijuana and drinking alcohol, and you got kids coming through in a public park, how is that safe for our community? It is not. I'm not saying that we're all gung-ho and for pulling the park, the disc golf course, but it's an option. It's on the table.
Trying to find the solution.
But we are trying to find a solution. I don't want to pull it. I got friends that play it. I may not play it, but that's none of the fact that there are people in this community that do play it and they enjoy it. They love the course. Other people, their friends come and play the course with them, which is all good. And the people in our community that use that course are pretty well-mannered and respectful and abide by the city laws and the state laws as well. But, I mean, to say that we got to have a sign to let people know that you can't poop or pee in public is kind of common sense. I don't think there's a city or a town in the state of Washington where you can go to a bar, buy a beer, and step outside and drink it without getting in trouble for it. And that same goes with Oregon, Idaho, Montana, California. I mean, I could go on the states. I'm pretty sure there's some in it that they don't really care. But that's my concern with the disc golf course is that, yes, it is an option to pull it. And I wouldn't be afraid of pulling it if we can't come up with a good resolution for the issues at hand.
So I'd like to comment on this also. There's a comment made in there about they need more signage. Well, quite frankly, I think it's time for people to grow up and be adults. You should have been taught by your mommy when you were a little boy or a little girl, and don't keep your poo outside. We have signs out here now saying that your dog needs to be on a leash. They're not following that either. So why is the city going to spend more money on signage if they're not following the signage that's already out there?
And people can't say that we don't have that because at the very first hole is that much.
Right. And just because you say, I don't know the law, well, ignorance doesn't mean the law goes away. You still are responsible for knowing the laws and obeying the laws. There's not a speed limit sign every 10 seconds that you drive down the road and tell you the speed limit. So, paying ignorance that you didn't know doesn't change the fact that the law still stands.
You still get the ticket for speeding, whether you knew it or not.
Any comments?
Well said.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for that, Councilor. Mayor's comments. Well, I will expand on this a little bit. So,
did you read through all those comments?
Yeah, I know. I saw them.
I stopped about halfway through. I was like, okay, great.
First of all, when that, I'm not on that list.
Yeah.
No, we know you're not.
But here's the thing.
I stay out of it.
And of course, I'm. I appreciate people letting me know what's going on, especially when it comes to issues. When that whole conversation was going on, you were having a conversation with one of the top disc golf people, and he was texting me immediately saying, "Brian, this guy does not speak for us. I don't know. This guy is just a local that's got a not speaking for the rest of the disc golf community."
And you saw what I had to fight for.
Yes, and that was a good advice. Here's the thing: when I had the problem with everybody out there that day. And I may mention that if things didn't get straightened up, it's a possibility this course could be shut down because the community, you know, their well-being is number one for all of us, right? Now, I was pretty angry when I said that, but I meant it. Well, that went, yeah.
And I saw what people commented on you.
I know.
Well, I even commented that if it's a headache for the city, like the pot shop, get rid of it.
Okay. So here's the thing. As soon as the next day, I was having disc golfers, good disc golfers, nice people. The governor of the Disc Golf Association for all of us was watching, called me and said, "Mayor, that's one group, and we'll help you get rid of them. We'll help you keep them out of here because
the team golf."
Well, the team golf, I have had nothing but great with them. They called us in advance.
It takes a few bad apples that come out and
well,
play.
Well, here's what's happened. Come to find out, the group that's coming in has created problems elsewhere. They're not a sanctioned group. They're not a group that's within the golf association. So they're kind of outcasts. And they're going to create problems at other places. And they keep moving on. So what I was told was, "Mayor, here's what we'll do to help. If you run into a problem like that again, you call me, because he's well-known. He's local. He's the one that designed the course. He's the one that pulled all the baskets for us. He maintained the baskets." He said, "You call me immediately and I'll come and you and I will we'll pull the baskets and we'll send everybody." And I said, "Okay. That's really good because I don't want to be messed with it, but that's great." I also got calls from Camas, Washougal. I got a call from Vancouver. People had heard about this, wanting to come and support us so that we don't close down this course, doing whatever we need to do to help, because I like this course. And it only has been in the last few months, last 6 months, well, actually, since COVID, shut everything down, is where I really started to have a problem. We didn't have these problems before. I mean, a few things, but not like this. Well, it's this group. So the Disc Golf Association, Northwest, and others, or Bondo Disc Golf Association, is working with me to keep that from happening. Now, they had good points. And what they said was, they absolutely agree with what Travis said and others have said. Your mom teaches you at a young age not to do that. But they also reminded me that, sir, in November, we play all year round and all your restrooms are closed. There's nowhere to go in the bathroom.
Yeah.
They don't even have restrooms over at Chevron anymore on the outside thing, you gotta stand in line. So they offered, if we could put out a set for porta potties, they offered to put them out and help pay for them, disc golf associations. That because the people need to have a place to go to the restaurant. And I agree.
Well,
absolutely.
And I also have mentioned on other disc golf pages, and some of the people in the entire disc golf groups have my number. And I said, if you call, I said, we could probably get bathrooms unlocked for a weekend if we knew you were coming.
The only problem with that, Mark, that's a good point. But the only problem with that is we winterize them because there's no heat in them. So they're winterized. And when once we shut them, they got pretty much the cold. But we can put porta potties out here. They'll be, and I don't really think it's necessary that they pay. Why don't you use your money to help me put in a watering sprinkling system out here so we can green up that side? And they're into that. The other thing is, most of the groups that I have come in, they call in advance. They leave a nice donation to the city, which, and again, it isn't the money. But if we're having to spend a bunch of people going out there picking up after people, I have to come out, how many times? That's or the code enforcement, yeah. It costs the city money.
But the weekend after that, I had a group of people come in here. You probably didn't even know they're here.
They came in, about 25 kids and an adult who teaches kids. Came in, picked up their mess, carried their garbage out, did their thing, and they had it scheduled. And that's what we're used to, and that's what we're hoping to get back to, or that's what we're planning on back to. So I'm suggesting we let the disco, because you saw a lot of those people on those sites. I watched those sites, and they were saying, oh,
I'm on at least six of them, and that's just because of my work to begin with. But then I'm like, I was reading through some of the comments, and the one guy that I think that you really had a confrontation with, he was not so nice talking about you, and I told him he wasn't so nice about it either.
But the thing about it is, after he made that comment, I'm laughing because I told Juby, look, somebody else sees me the way I am. So I just didn't agree what he called me, but I was just chuckling. But as I read down, I was reading people going, well, wait a minute, I dealt with him, he's decent.
Yeah.
He's always been real helpful with us.
I know.
We're not out of line.
I usually, when I'm on there, if I don't think Brian's around or doesn't see it, or if he's not on the group, I usually screenshot the red one.
Yeah, she might have to do like my little photo journal. Anyways.
Because I think it's important for him to also know, even though he's not on the site, know what other people are saying. Mm-hmm.
So then we had the young man that got on the other site. And, he was... He's compassionate about the adult disc golf. The only problem with it, he was arguing for bad behavior and that we should have signs off. But you know what? I made up some signs for you to look at. Maybe we got to put on a couple signs just to say, you know what? You know, we're willing to work with you. We are willing to do our part. You better do your part. You know, you say, okay, we'll put a few signs out. It's only going to cost us about $45 a sign. So there's no other question, right? So they cannot say that we do not work with them. It's just obviously bad, and we have to figure out things. But I guarantee you, the guy that's in charge, Justin Gross, he's the one that owns Big Room Grill. He's a good guy. He's not messing around. His house is right on the park. And he said, Ryan, call me. I'll be here. We'll shut it down. And people respect it. They know he's been a long time in the association. So,
well, I know he had posted it a couple places, and I shared it to other locals.
I have disc golfers. I come in to you. Sir, is there anything we can help you do? No?
It's because
just if you see anybody out there doing the wrong thing, just tell them, hey, don't do that.
I had guys come in today up at the lodge to disc golf, and they were actually still talking about it, and I kind of introduced myself then, and he's like, those guys are bad. He's like, that is also why we don't play team golf them, because he's like, notoriously, they're always getting in trouble.
So every year we have three main groups that come in and they play tournaments. They usually come in, one group comes in January, and what I did last year, and they're good. But I close up the gate here and I let them use and wrestle because it's cold and their registration and they clean up. They mopped the floor the last time, took the garbage with them, and they used to give a nice donation. And there's others. There's one in the spring, and there's another one in the fall. But, and then there's the young kids. So I want to see what happens. We got a lot of rally from the disc golf. There was a few, like, little rotten eggs we saw.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes, you know, some people just like.
They got to stir the pot.
And you know what? He's compassionate. The one on there, I looked at his stuff. But he's compassionate. Wants to keep the thing, but you might want to be a little bit more politically.
He was a little.
Because we're all old.
Yeah.
And apparently, you know, we're all old. So, I know, Travis.
And you know, another thing would happen. My mistake. According to him, there was no evidence that anybody was drinking there. So the Pabst Blue Ribbon can I picked up smelled. That's cola.
That was orange.
Yeah. Anyways, so but that's okay. He's he wants to keep his course. It's just that's not the forum. Come here and talk to us, or we can get through. And then yes, we're.
But I just thought it was the wrong place.
We're not that bad. So that's kind of where that lays, and I think we're going to have less problems. Because I didn't get any calls. I haven't got any calls. Since I talked to Justin, I haven't had one person call about any problems. And we had that. We had one group in, and we had another bigger group in, and I didn't hire any more calls. And I came here clean.
You might have a group this weekend.
Well, they need that. That was the other thing, is they're going to talk to all the groups. They're going to let them know. They let me or myself know, because we use the schedule. So we knew who was here, who was it. And if they're in a parking lot like this other group, which they normally don't park, but if they're in a parking lot here,
with pop-up tents,
yeah, they have to, like they have to file, they have to sign a
waiver.
Yeah, they have to sign a whole harmless agreement. They're going to have insurances because it's a sanctioned group. And I got people to know. So that's going to, just like we do out there with the worst days.
We have a large tournament this weekend up a lot.
The Gordon Cage.
Yeah. And we have currently 105 people signed up for that tournament. So I'm just betting you might get some reviews.
Well, parade too. They got to sign up for the parade.
Yeah, we have signed for the parade. You can't be, that's another thing we have a municipal code. You have to let the city know you really a permit to have any kind of
large gathering. So what?
Unless it's something like the gazebo where you're aimed at the gazebo. So if you're out and about. So anyways, that's where it lays. Let's just kind of see what goes. I think these guys, trust Justin. I trust the way they moved on this thing and the calls and the support for our cause of keeping it decent out here was overwhelming. Yes, it was overwhelming. Cool. And so let's see what happens.
Well, just so you know, that same person squawked about paying to come play up there. Just so you know.
Over there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like.
Yeah. But the most important thing, and I had a call from a citizen, and he was talking about have it morphed into paying to play. And that is not what the discussion I was having. It was at the end of it, after all that had happened, I said, and they didn't even leave it. And there's a big sign up there. But that is, it's not about the money. What it is about is pick up after yourself. Do the right thing. Don't get our citizens in an uproar.
Because it costs the city money.
Well, it costs the city money. But that's not the issue. The money. But let me just tell you something. Now we're on the point. Since we had that meeting, we're getting more money in our meeting.
And that donation box.
The thing is, there's more money.
It's
in
because
it.
I think they've been publicly shamed now as well.
So
there is some shame that goes on with the community of disc golfers that they're like, what do you mean you go out there and you know? It's just the way they roll. The inevitable thing that I've noticed with most of the disc golf community that I've dealt with up there, they're kind. They usually pick up after themselves. And they're not rude. And I'm like, so to have a few that just come in like that, you're like, don't fall on the short stick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now the girls of high school kids love the donation. I mean, the teacher paid the whole donation. I know a group of high school kids. Reaching their pocket a little bit in there. Come on.
Yeah, really? Manna from heaven. Well, I really did. I opened up. I didn't see a 20 in here. Well, maybe one.
Well, we have.
We did get a $100 bill, though. Like, I'm sorry. We did get a $100 bill.
Yeah,
but it was a pony.
Oh.
Pony.
Did it say, let's go
break it? No, it was a pony.
Oh. So, we got public trash cans just set out, randomly throughout the city of North Bonneville that the city workers pick up and removed it, which is just a courtesy to people to keep North Bonneville clean. If you find some dog poop or you pick up after your own dog, hopefully, or some trash somebody accidentally dropped or threw away or just discarded on purposely, the people of North Bonneville take care of their city to keep it nice and cleanly and clean. And so we have those trash cans to provide that service to the public.
And we have many of them so that people aren't having to look all over.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. And it's no big deal to serve things. That's kind of already set in place for the city to maintain that. But when you got random trash cans just dropped throughout the course, well, now you're spending an hour walking the field just picking up trash. there's an hour's wages, you know, and then it's not about the money that we spend for that or the money that we get back, but it's like you costed the city 3 hours of manpower, you know, I mean, just by your litter. And yeah. You can't even leave a $5 bill, you know, and it doesn't even cover the cost. But it's the fact that you appreciate the service you're getting for free that gets me. So
let's just see how it rolls. Let's see how it goes. And the groups I've talked to, the people I've talked to, especially Justin, I trust what he tells me. I saw the action right away. He was in my office with a little baby. He was babysitting a little. He's sleeping. I go, yeah, he's sleeping. Okay. We can talk about it. But anyways, he was in the office. He was adamant, we're going to fix this because we don't want to do this. And I trust that he will. So we'll see how it plays out. Fair enough? Sure. Thank you. Thank you for that. And end of report. B, you're up.
All right. Well, I guess I get to still share this here because it was in the workshop meeting. So we did finally get the insurance policy to come through for our damaged pump from Corona T-shirts. And after our $10,000 deductible, we will receive $13,299.04, which is, you know, about half. So that's great.
And I just want to say something real quick, if I may mention, Jack. That is not all because of her, because I gave up a long time because they were just saying no, and no. And she just kept on it. And
it's a lot of money, and we pay for insurance. Like, come on, man. No, you're not going to tell me no.
They were coming back all kind of low, no. And she just kept on it. No, no, no. They're talking to her. And I'm thinking, oh, man, she just on. Let's move on. And it's a good thing.
Finally.
She got it.
Took a year. So
insurance is their most, try not to pay.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, we pay way too much to have them not do that for something so obvious. It just was really silly. So, yeah, a little frustrating. I made a complaint to our insurance people about them because they're kind of an outsourced insurance, Hartford Steam Boilers. Yeah. The other thing, let's see. Is, well, we're going to have a discussion here shortly, so I guess I don't need to discuss the accounting software, but that's my other deal. Also, as you know, Jennifer left to go to the City of Trout Lake School District, so I have no front desk person, but we did go through, we got 4 applications, and we ended up doing 3 interviews and 2 second interviews, and we chose Amy Weaver. So she will be Amy Weaver. She works currently in the Gresham School District.
And she lives
at a charter school. Yeah, she lives here in Bonneville. So yeah, I think she'll be an excellent fit. And she already, you know, works within the governmental realm somewhat with school. And she's a little familiar with bars codes, which is not something, you know, they use outside of governmental. So it's nice that she has a little knowledge on that. And I think she's going to do a smoking job. So. She will start in 2 Mondays from now, I think it was.
22nd.
Yeah.
What's the right one done on the interview suits?
Yeah, on the second round. Yeah, it was tough. It was tough between the 2 last ones. So. But I think it'll be wonderful. And Amber's covering me in front office here for a while, and she's picking things up really fast. So she's actually handling quite a bit. I'm impressed. So. It's been good. Auditor, working with the auditor right now. Yes, our audit started last week for 2019 and 2020. I got every submission that he's asked for in already. So now it's just waiting for a back and forth game while he overviews the things I sent him, and then he'll ask for more things and I'll send them to him. It's virtually this year, so they don't have to be in the office for 2 whole weeks, which is actually really nice. So yeah, and he seemed pretty impressed with our responses to the last audit, the management findings. You get you know, notices and corrections that need to be made, and then you have a chance to respond to them and fix them. So we did. He was really satisfied with our answers, so that was good. Seems like it'll be a pretty nice audit, actually. Pretty exciting.
Yeah, sorry. The only thing I'm concerned about is we have a lot of problems with that, our software now. built on top. And a lot of it doesn't talk. You got to really kind of work. And so you have to make, we have to make more corrections than you would normally. That's how people get out of it. Because you just have to, search and search, and then you have to make corrections. That might come back to haunt us, but when we told them which company we're using, he said, so they know that's a troublesome, it's troublesome for them.
Yeah, I wish I would have known that a while ago, because when we started watching these demos, the first thing it did was contact the auditor's office to see if they had a preferred program, you know, for municipalities to use, so I didn't have to do all the digging. And they said they couldn't give me that information because they can't just suggest a company for bias reasons. But so after all these demos and such, and just talking to him on our first little phone interview, he said, vision. He says, we actually ask specifically about people who use vision because it has problems. So we have to dig further. And I said, that would have been great to know years ago. But we did it, we fixed it, we got most of the things wrong purged. Still have issues, but it's, between Brian and I, we're Hawkeyes and we find it. So for the most part, I think we're okay. But I'm excited to get out of it. Definitely. When you guys choose.
I believe it's on the new business.
Yes, it is. Yes, and if you ever have problems with your email, anyone, especially on your phone, come in and I'll fix it. It only takes a few minutes.
Okay.
And that saves. That's one of the reasons we set that up, because all those emails save to our server, so that if there's ever any question or anything, and you have all that information. Mm-hmm. So it's really important that you key into.
And we pay money for each of our email accounts. So you should use that.
I sent you a message too. I said I can't find the bank. Come to me.
Well, but anyway, so it's important that we keep our records straight. And so and that'll keep.
Oh, and don't delete it, it's public record.
No, I'm saying mine.
Not your personal email, but
the other thing is you have to remember going forward is if you can't email everybody on a carbon copy. You just can't CC everybody, because that if you want to talk to somebody or you want to bring an issue forward, you can't do that, because that's a quote. So you have to do it separately. So what if you'll notice when I send out the packet every week, there'll be one counselor up top and the rest of them will put it all in. We just want to stay compliant. Mm-hmm. Okay, is that it?
I believe that's it. Probably not, but there's so much that
You're gonna be talking here soon.
Yeah.
Okay, end of report?
Sure.
End of report.
End of report.
Thanks.
Okay, don't fly American Airlines.
With the margarita.
That's it. City attorney is still here. Are you ready, Ken?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready. But it warms my heart to hear everybody talking about what you shouldn't be doing with your emails serial meetings. So good to have that discussion. Anyway, I'm back from vacation, feel a little bit rested and ready if there's any questions for me. I don't really have any reports for you.
Anybody have any questions for you? No, you're thank you.
All right.
Okay, thank you for that report. Unfinished business, we're going to go over to our COVID special. Counselor Active.
Our COVID special.
The specialist.
Special. A new item at the restaurant?
COVID special hour.
Specialist.
So, currently, we have 797 total cases that have been in Community County. We're at active 22 cases, which is down 19 from our last meeting. So that's good. We went for 41-22. And we still are holding it to 3 deaths. So I'm going to see if I can find out from the County, I'd like to see a graph of our active cases from the beginning and kind of the chart of how that's falling. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they show the graph of the total cases, but they don't show a graph of active cases. I'd like to see where we're at on that.
Sure.
See which way we're trending. So I'll check with the county health office if they give me that information.
Yeah. Great report. Thank you for that, sir. All right, moving forward, we'll move down to business. The WECI quotation, it's an approval for a flight pump for lift station number one.
I make a motion to approve the WECI approval for the flight pump for lift station one. In the amount of not to exceed $22,500.
Good?
I second.
All right. I just want to comment on this real quick. So this is money that we have money put away. So we want to use this, the money that we put for the next year for the release fund, but we do have relief funds now. The reason I want to order, I'm asking that be ordered now is it took until, remember how long it took the order to December, that's going to be April. So I'd like to order it now so that we have it coming in by the first part of the summer. It's going to take that long to build it and ship it from Sweden.
Oh, that means it might get stuck on a ship out in sea.
Yeah. So if we order it now, the insurance money is coming, which will go back into the sewer reserve fund. So that money is available. And we do have other money from sewer reserve fund. Which we also have money from the thing that we from what we got from the relief funds this year. That we can pay if we have to pay, which we didn't have to pay until it came in last time, so we won't have to pay. But we're not spending any money. I'm not actually spending money before the budget's passed. We already have the money. If we have to pay for it now, we pay for relief funds, and we'll get relief funds next week with that.
Okay.
Or we use it out, and we use the $13,000 that insurance companies say to replace it. So, any questions? Yes.
Is this investments the same as the pump that we just ordered put in?
Yep.
And is it just a carbon copy?
Carbon copy.
Maybe you could do is yep. Just run a duplicate invoice and say, okay, let's build this.
Yep.
Okay.
Now, the only other thing is if you read this quote is good for 30 days. We're moving on it right away. So that should lock us into that price, which isn't much different than it was last time. So there's still, we're doing okay. But if we replace that Moody, then that pump has two brand new pumps and we can move on to something else. Perfect.
This letter's written the 29th of October.
Yeah.
So we got to the 28th of November?
Yeah, we have until the 28th to make a commitment.
It's approved. Commit.
So there's a contract that we'll have to sign it. And then it puts it, yeah. No, did you take it from me? My insurance doesn't have it.
Want mine?
No. But so we'll get it approved and sent it so that we can at least get the thing
ordered.
Ordered. Mm-hmm. And I don't expect we have to pay until it comes in. Next year, but if we do, like I said, the money's available without.
We didn't last time from the same people.
Right, we did. Yeah, we paid right now.
Yeah.
And you'll know when it comes in, you'll have to prove that anyway. Right?
Oh, you'll know.
Any other comments or questions?
This will just be a reserve.
No, this will go down there and replace the old one that's down there. Yeah. So we'll have two shirts to do this.
Okay. That's fine, the shirt. The positive.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we need. Fine. Any other questions or comments? There are none. Maybe we can call it.
Councilor Acton?
Yes.
Councilor Randall?
Yes.
Councilor Norris?
Yes.
Councilor Lee?
Yes.
Councilor Hall?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So the next two will not be any which is more of a discussion, and I'm going to turn it over to Dee. She would like to talk about the Alley software upgrade.
Yes. So hopefully you received in your emails the electronic versions of all of the software companies that submitted RFPs so that you could compare and kind of try to make decisions on who you think we should go for. I, of course, am the one who has to use it and watched all the demos. So I'm really hoping you'll go with MIP and UniLink.
What?
MIP for our financials, accounting, budgeting, ARAP. And then UniLink as the utility group. So a lot of these people don't bundle it all together. You either buy separate modules, or some of them just don't do utilities at all. Some are just utilities and don't do financials. Vision had all these modules. Banyan, I believe it was, had all of the modules, but it was a little much for our small place, I think, especially with cost. It seemed like Banyan and Black Bottle were a little more expensive. Their platforms were nice, easy to use, will probably be fine if you chose them. But I think for our ease of use and what we work with, I believe that after watching all these demos, UniLink and MIP are the ones that would work great for us. We do have options if you guys are interested in watching demos or anything before the vote. You could do that. And I've also put the packets as well, the RFP packets on the table there. So if you do have extras, you're welcome to take them home and study them if you want to, if you haven't gotten into your emails or don't want to read it electronically. So you're welcome to check them out. All the financial software really seem to be about the same. You're just working with accounts payable, receivable, and then our chart of accounts and budget. But with utilities, they all design them quite differently. And this one is the only one that you could go straight into a customer, make an adjustment, do all the things we have to do that take a couple hours. You can go straight to the customer without doing an extra billing run and make an adjustment right there. I can't tell you how much time we spend doing all these weird entries just to fix a credit on somebody's account or, you know, to do a move in or move out. There's just tons of steps in Vision. I'm not sure why, because after watching all these other programs, they've made it really easy and obvious that, there would be no question. It also has a customer portal so they can get on and look at their own bills. So, we're going to eliminate phone calls and eliminate mistake fixing, extra billing runs, just a lot of nonsense time that gets wasted on it. And that's just when it's going right. And so if anything goes wrong, which it seems to on every billing run, no matter if I do it, Jen does it, or last lady did it, there's always some sort of weird glitch, and we end up on the phone with Vision probably twice a week at least, trying to fix these weird glitches. And half the time they walk through it and don't really know what to do to fix it either, and end up telling Jen not to call her back. And oh yeah, that is weird. I don't know why that's doing that. And so we just really need to get away from it. So whatever you choose, I'm sure it'll be better, but you've got my votes and you've got the info. So be prepared to vote on a quote by next meeting. And again, it'll be one of those things where we likely aren't paying anything until after the first. We really probably wouldn't even start a conversion of any sort until probably at least March, so that we can get through the beginning of the year, get to budget, and all that, to not jump it all on all at once. So,
yeah, that's good.
Because that's been a concern.
I was going to say, being that it's September already, doesn't give much to the beginning of the year plus the audit,
right?
On a budget.
Right. Yes. Right. It'd be really cool to start our new budget in the new program, but it's not realistic to get it converted in that amount of time. So,
okay.
Not for those companies either.
Didn't we already vote and approve a price?
No, you approved for me to go out for a request.
Oh, that's what it was. Okay.
You can't approve this until you approve budget.
Yeah.
Budget has to be approved first before you approve this. We're in the same boat.
But it's in this budget to be approved, right? Isn't there funds allocated?
Yeah.
In the new budget. Yeah.
For 22, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. I just want to make sure that it is appropriate for.
Yeah.
The reason there's a push on it, and you're going to see a push on some things, because what we're being told by most of these, like, is we can hold this price now, but later on, you commit to it now. We can do it later, but later on, the way things are going, it could, the price could go keep going
up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if we commit to a price, we know. I talked to Dee just from some of the comments that people have made and an opportunity to work with Josh. But there's just no way that we could do it the first. We just ran out of time. It's not enough time to pass the budget and get it in place
with an audit.
Right. And even not with an audit, but yeah, with a mayor that's not real quick on graphics, I was learning real quick. So I told her, I said, I gotta give you that. So she agrees. It's gonna be into next year, but if we commit to it, we hold the price, and at least we, you know, after the budget's passed, then when we're comfortable, it can be changed.
Yeah. Yeah. So I hope you study it. Check it out. Yeah. Questions? Sure. Richard was first, I think.
On Muni Link's documents, they say that to go live is 90 to 120 days after data conversion, and they're looking for 3 years of history downloaded into their database. I'm just wondering, is that 3 years of data that we have accessible to give to them? And then, so for 3 to 4 months after we give them that information, it's downloaded before we actually start to use that program as part of our system. So it could be sometime in,
it could be May, June, you know, if we did a late start. Yeah, it takes a bit to convert it all. And that's another thing I really liked about them, was they'll take 3 years of our data. So we'll have 3 years of billing history and, you know, past due and all the notices and everything that came with our billing history. So most of the other ones only would do 1 year, and then they wanted to charge for additional years, which this is much better, I think, for our records retention to have it be a 3 year deal.
They showed $9,000. So, you know, it was kind of their price up front. And then $4,800 annual software fee on that. So is that something in line with what we're paying for annual fees
right now? Vision, I think, is around $4,800 annually. And then they also, they talk about probably outsource billing in there, which we could do, or we could do our own print cards. And they supply those. They're pretty inexpensive. So there's a lot with all of those companies, really. It's very in line with Vision's pricing, which is nice, except for, of course, the part where we have to fork out the initial cost of startup, you know, but that's also comparable to, surprisingly, what they paid in 2011 for the whole Vision system, all four modules. They paid $27,000 for that, and that was in 2011, and had the annual fees. So I think our buy-in on that is really nice for that, plus the MIP or the other fund accounting software. And it's really about the same for startup as it was for us 10 years ago. So that's nice. The annual fees are about in line, like I was saying. We'll actually save some money on outsourcing, or if we do our billing either way. And not much per month. They're really close. But
also noticed that they had an annual price adjustment in their contract. 5% for every year, or basically cost of living adjustments and also software enhancements.
Yeah.
Is that something that, you know, experienced as well?
Yeah, I don't think they did it annually. I'd have to look at that. But since I've been here, yeah, we've had increases at least twice.
So it's something we just expect.
Yeah, what I do like about these guys too is any enhancements and upgrades and stuff that they do, that's not an extra buy-in, the training comes with it. So they'll train us on the new stuff without charging us, which is nice. Yeah.
So one comment on this thing, when Deanna was gone, I listened to a problem that Jennifer had with the billing. And I listened to the conversation, she had on speaker, nobody was in here, and I listened to it, and I was really surprised. We have a because we had talked about it. We have a commercial property, and the lady that owns, every time the building comes out, she comes in here, there's two of them. They come in here and they say, the sewer rate's way wrong. The numbers are way wrong. And so I listened, and they talked, I know they talked to Vision, I know they talked, I know he talked to Vision about it. And I listened to that conversation this last night, and they were literally, Jennifer saying, you fixed this last time, and you fixed it the time before, and you told me it was fixed, and now we have a problem again. And the lady that she was talking to was one of the top reps in the company, and she just kept saying, I don't know why it keeps doing that. I don't know why. So they made a whole new adjustment, and we tell the people that, you know, they don't, it's hard to believe when you get a bill from City of Arkansas that it's not us blowing it.
Right.
And, you know, but I have to say, the two people that haven't completed the problems, they keep coming in and saying, okay, well, I got, well, you know, and I don't know what the problem is, but we've been finding that. And I listened to that. And like I said, what I didn't like about the conversation was they were accepting the responsibility, but they weren't giving her a solution. So like, this isn't going to happen again.
Yeah, it's not like we could discount.
What we're trying to get away from, because as you know, when we came in here, the billing was terrible. When we first came in, well, our first council meeting, we had three or four people jump up about billing issues with their water sewer. Remember that?
Yep.
And they were, and it was just nonstop people coming in here about their water problems. So we adjusted things to make it simpler, and it's working, but there's still glitches, and there's still people that get outrageous bills because of something in their system, and they don't have an answer. So we have to keep calling them, keep doing credit. And that hurts us is when the SAO comes in, because they say, why are you adjusting so much?
Yeah.
You know, why do you make so many adjustments? You shouldn't have to do that. We have to give up the whole thing. But so that part of it, I was really kind of disappointed the way it was, not the way it was, but the way it was handled. Hopefully, well, I don't think there's a word of hope. Maybe hope's only, I don't think we want to hope. I want to trust that it's going to be fixed, but I can't, after that conversation, I think we had to just hand over the bill, and the two people go and say, we're sorry, come on in, we'll fix it. Because, you know.
Yeah. And that lady tries to help every time. I mean, she's dug into so many things for me, going, you know, yeah, I don't understand why it's doing that. It's just, you know.
Yeah, just something, a bug in there somewhere that's just, and there's just a few accounts that happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it tacks on an extra, like an additional unit sewer charge onto this person's bill every time.
So there is issues and with that attending. I think the time that they spend on the phone, especially when the bills come out, the time that Deanna and the gal bought stuff on the time, it's, that's not even the cost of what we're spending.
It's a waste.
I'm on the phone. And so there's a lot of cost just on time. Or people have to come back or make an adjustment to the bill.
Yeah, and it's embarrassing, you know. I mean, we can make mistakes, of course. We've made mistakes and had to fix them. Oh, yeah, I see what happened here, you know. I mean, there'll be missed keys. She's hand keying in 350 accounts, you know, with metering numbers. So a guy could get dyslexic one day and flip two numbers, or she could type it in backwards, you know. There's things that can happen, but more often than not, it's been glitchy things.
So, and that's, there's only two things we do. The guys go out, they read the meters. Right, so that there can be mistakes there. The gal can be putting in the numbers wrong. But here's the other thing, is if the bill is way too high, if you punch in the wrong numbers, it'll set up a right flag when you punch it in. So you can get it, oh, and have a guy go do another water read.
Yeah.
And come to find out that maybe you can't pull the number. So it allows us to be able to say, oh, that's too high, or it's too low. So way lower than it was, well, they went there. But, so it's not hard to manage that. It's hard to manage when you do it right and then and bills come out wrong.
Yeah.
You know, you do everything right, you punch it in right, you look back, everything's right, but the bill is way off. And we can't play. So that's one reason. So the cost that she has to spend on the phone, because if the front person, desk person has to or myself, or the customers have to come here, that's not included in what we spend a year in service charges.
No, I'm sure it's a lot. It's a lot of hours to spend on that.
Is there any other questions? We have to pass the budget first before you.
Richard and Terry, you're both questions. Okay.
I'll go with Terry first. Is that okay, Richard?
Well, I think you already answered my question. Really, I mean, I was going to ask if this company had good support.
No, not really. They've had a lot of
the new one.
Oh, the new one. Sorry. Yeah. Okay. Yes. Yes. Right. Right. Actually, MIP and which that's the finance side and MuniLink both. I was really impressed with their salespeople and their demo people and the follow-up people. They were all very helpful and answered all my questions. I hardly had to ask anything. They really were very good. Taking turns.
Black Valley and MIP, you're kind of preferring MIP.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know in terms of how much difference there is between the two companies in terms of the scope of things that they cover, which you cover through the demos and that sort of thing. But you feel that MIP has a more comprehensive or
I feel like their system, their platform was really easy.
But MIP goes back 3 years, right? So when the other right. one only does 1 year.
Right. Yeah. And
that's nice to reflect back, especially when you're averaging out a bill.
Yes. Yeah, it's hard to, you know.
Feel like in the winter, people want that information. Billings, they look back to where, or if there's a discrepancy in the bill, they look back to what your average use was for the last year or the last several years.
That's a good point.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So having that history already of 3 years to refer back to, you know, or if you're trying to track down a leak, going, well, your bill was great here this year, same this year. Now you're all screwed up here.
Yeah, it's useful. People do call and ask, you know. It's absolutely useful.
Well, then even getting it from the city in our bill, and you know, it shows our last previous years of of water usage during the high months, you know. And where we're averaging out for that month. So
see that the price for MIP is $12,722 for their program. That's a one-time upfront cost on that. And then $3,240 for their annual kind of service.
MIP or the, MediaLink, MIP, got it, yes.
One thing that I saw on MIP, I'm not sure if I understand this correctly, but part of that $12,722, there's a $5,940 fee that's in there for 24 hours of training. And I'm just looking at that and saying, okay, that's 3 8-hour days. You know, is that sufficient to bring you up to speed and also, you know, almost $6,000 to provide that training for 24 hours of that? Maybe it's 24 hours a month or something that, you know, is inclusive of that. I just saw that as itemized on their price. So just looking at it and saying, well, 24 hours of training, it's not a lot of time.
Right. And you know, they also offered some webinars and some online trainings and things too with the MIPs. That was helpful. I don't actually know
that's a good point.
The detail on that. So yeah, I'll find out about that. Sorry.
Well, 3 hours, 3 8-hour days.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Which
you're
not gonna teach 3 8-hour
days.
No.
I will say one thing about Vision though, and I'm gonna because they were state of the art back when they came in. They just built them on up instead of building them out. But I will say one thing about it is when we need help, they're there. You know, and it doesn't cost us a lot of money. So that's
yeah. They charge about $5,000 to train, though, if we were, because I was looking at their utility program to see if maybe if we just upgraded to their new one, which they didn't tell me about until 2 years after it came out, by the way. But they, if we got that program and upgraded to their program, they would have charged us $4,800 for training on it. Not sure how much training, but yeah. It's like, wow, that's crazy. Since we've been with you so long and it's a horrible program, you'd think they would.
Do-it-yourself video, that's your training.
Yeah, yeah.
I also noticed that on a couple of these, I noticed with Ben and Data that they were charging the travel expenses and things like that, 400 miles from their home. So
yeah.
Any of these other companies need to be on site for training?
Not necessarily, no, especially not with Zoom and everything and demos and webinars and videos. Right. I'd have to read some fine print on that because there seems to be that with everything we've encountered. There's always some sort of weird little, oh yeah, that's a charge.
For the question that we need to ask.
Yes, yeah.
I noticed the contract, the upgrade that they were talking about. If there's a problem that goes to arbitration, it has to go to the court of jurisdiction, basically in another town in Pennsylvania.
Right.
So you just have to
go. I don't have to go to Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Vacation. Yeah.
And these contracts are going to be written, you know, the favor of that. It's offering that. So it is going
to
be what's included.
Right. And I do, anytime we've entered into any contracts, we pass them by Ken first. And a lot of times we'll find that the company will change their wording a little if our attorney says no way. So, yeah, well, we would definitely.
All the contracts for private companies are made to benefit the company because they know they've got discrepancies in, so they change the wordage to benefit for them.
Right.
You know, so
especially software companies.
Very expensive,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So we always have Ken look it over and he'll find the little things and go, whoa, 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 whoa.
The other thing that we have to make sure is that our IT people that maintain our database can work. They need to see what's gonna happen. They're gonna have to be involved in this too.
Mm-hmm.
And what's it gonna cost us for them to do that?
I can find out.
Could there be more than three users? Because I noticed on the MIP that there are 3240 annual software support, which is three users, two, three users.
So yeah.
You know, it's just you and front desk.
And Brian.
That's all
yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Luckily. Yes.
And the front desk person is only allowed to get into utility. Anna and I get into financials. She has a
well, to do receding, so.
Well, if she has receding, yeah, but I mean, as far as the financial, she's not.
Right.
They're not supposed to be.
Right. Yeah.
Well, we are not.
I'll find out the answers to those questions.
This is a big decision, and we have to be really cautious about doing it so we really need to get good questions, and those are great questions. We don't have to do it right now. It'd be nice to lock in the price, but we have a lot of other things that are, this is important to her. I mean, this is important. This is the biggest portion of her job.
Well, we can't vote.
I'm just on it
until we have the budget first.
Right.
Exactly. But there needs to be, we need to make sure we're going to be able to vote on it.
We have all the information.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'd like to.
It's not a nice cross.
Yeah, and based on what you guys look at and decide what your consensus is kind of before the vote, I'd like to know that so that I can put the contracts to Ken and have him look at them. So that might sway a decision.
What do you want to know?
Which companies you want to go for? Oh. Yeah.
They may not, we'll be voting next, but it may be the one after that. There's a lot of stuff going on.
Right.
So, but we need to have this discussion and be prepared.
I can live with that as long as we can eventually change and that it's, you know, sooner rather than later.
I think everybody's on the bus.
It's a giant waste of time.
Awesome. On the bus. ready to.
Yeah.
So we do need to change.
Give you what you want.
Thank you.
Well
what we need.
Give her the tools.
We got to take that
back. Give the city what the people are to have.
Oh, he calls me all sorts of weird D. stuff, you know.
Yeah.
But she's been calling us D. through this.
D.
Don't call her right for dinner.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know how many times a day I'll tell her, I point and I notice you always follow my points.
Yeah, like, what are you looking at over here?
This Sasquatch.
I do that too.
Look out, Josh.
On a daily basis, I'm saying, what's going on here? You know, she's going to have to come in and ask them to show me what's work. You know, but it's imperative that I, as well as her, know that system really well, because I just finally got the no vision.
Yeah.
Oh, now we're changing it on you.
Well, these other things are... Yeah, it's like going from DOS with vision to, you know, the brand new Windows, you know, like it's if you know computer stuff at all. It's
Miller or Penguin Windows.
It's like going from the switchboard that has 800 switches to run a phone to the one where you can just press a couple buttons.
So the question that I'm hearing is that you could answer for them real soon is how much training do we get?
Right.
Is there a possibility to give us a capture of what the program's gonna look like as far as like financial programs that look like?
To look at it, you want to physically look at it?
I can see kind of, you know, I mean,
I can set all of you up with demos.
Well,
quick one.
Yeah, I just want to see what the floor looks like. And I'm sure others would.
Well, let me know. Let me know sooner rather than later, and I can make appointments.
And then we need to find out if it's going to cost us for our IT to change with anybody. We need to know if there's any cost from there.
Mm-hmm. I did find out with Vision that we were well past our contract obligations, so we can cancel it at any time. And then we get prorated for that yearly amount that they charge us. So I did find that out.
Perfect.
Okay. Any other questions? And now feel free to talk to her or send her questions or whatever. If you have any questions, we can all be kind of reached out. We all be on the same page.
Yes.
So we all go on this together, right?
Sure.
Thank you, Dee.
You're welcome.
She worked very hard on this. Right, thank you.
Yes, thank you for your help and suggestions, Josh, too.
Yeah. Okay. Moving forward, city park signage. I put two different kinds of signs that I like to make a few signs. They're about $45, $30 to $45 a piece.
Big print.
Yes, they're big print.
So I like this one, both of them. But that neither of them have urinating or defecating in public.
The only one that has camping.
We got to be real specific here because some of these guys are idiots.
You know,
amen, brother.
I appreciate you know you're absolutely correct
because they'll say it's not on the sign.
Yeah,
they will. I didn't know it.
Yeah, they
it's
will
not on the sign.
I just think that I
thought this was the woods.
No shooting. We should probably throw that on there.
Yeah. No.
Discharging firearms. I wouldn't want to say that, but yeah, discharging
firearms. Maybe. No discharging firearms. Just saying, well, I mean, if we're putting it out there, you might as well put it out there and make an idiot.
I think if we put out, I'd like to have my little six-year-old granddaughter who's trying to read come up here and be able to walk around the park and not have to go, Grandpa, look at defecating on our son.
Wow. It's true.
You know, our urinating.
You have a granddaughter.
Then that allows them to do it in the first place. Maybe just please use the restrooms for your needs.
Well, quite frankly, we have to go that in detail.
Sounds like we might.
Well, what I've heard is the reason that is because we just didn't have enough restrooms. So if we put the restrooms out there, that solves that question. And if you're still going to do it, then I think it's time to do it.
Yeah, I think right? You're one screw short, maybe.
But then you're still going to get home.
I thought we'd be kind of nice and just say, hey, this is our park, keep it clean, it's your tree, but keep it clean. And
I think we should introduce both these together because this one has the municipal code and city and state codes and whatnot, and the RCWs and the ordinances and municipal codes. But then this one on over here also has like organized events need to be permitted, engaging in commercial activity, entering the park areas between the hours of. And because I never knew there was a time limit.
10 o'clock till 6:30.
I heard about that a couple meetings ago, but you know.
So what I would suggest
and no overnight camping in public areas, obviously. I mean, but
yeah,
we could do that.
I wanted to address kind of the most the things we have the biggest problem with. And that's dogs running around, not picking up empty dogs, drinking and consuming products in front of people, and littering. You know, that's the biggest issue I have with them as far as the camping issues. You know, we do have signs around city that says no camping, no overnight camping. We could incorporate it, but you have to remember is we want to put up signs, not billboards.
Yeah. If
you're out
with your
dogs, you can see it.
I know, but I also don't want our residents saying, look at this, you know, look at this billboard right here.
Yeah.
But our residents already said that when they read that
whole
post. Because I guarantee if I read through all the comments, somebody else did. I'm sure John did. Shelly was commenting on it. Dana. She's like, I can't even find it to delete my comments. And I told her, don't delete your comments. They were more than appropriate.
Yeah.
But again, I think
I didn't even think of deleting.
The most important thing is address the dogs, because the dogs on a leash, get them on a leash, talk about the litter, and not consuming alcohol, whatever. I don't mind being called out here if somebody's urinating and thinking about doing stuff that I can tell them to leave. But this signage, you know, just kind of, this is elementary. This is not necessary.
We know that, but the problem is.
But because.
There's a handful of toddlers in a room full of adults.
So, what I think we'll do is, to be fair, we address some of the concerns. And one of them is the restroom. We do have a problem going on. There's no restroom open. I mean,
right. Yeah, way down at the other end of the field. Come all the way back.
So, I don't know. You look at it. You let me know.
There's one at Chevron. Use their
outhouse.
We can help
sure.
pay for their
cost. Sure. Yeah. You know, the trouble is, society today, we're getting to the point now. I noticed the other day, you buy a pizza and you take it home in a box, it says to remove it from the box before you eat it.
Yeah, it right? Does.
It is.
You gotta make sure it's idiot. You gotta make it idiot for them.
Yes. Pizza out of the box.
Have you noticed the toaster says, do not use next to bathtub?
Really?
Well, that's because somebody's done that. Same with the hair dryer thing.
Bless you.
I just thought it was really that funny. I thought it was really that funny. I was like, great, just laughing at it.
There's a bunch of things.
Oh, yeah, that's the blow dryer, curling iron.
Here, coffee is hot.
Yeah, you know.
That's only in California. Oh, wait.
Look everywhere.
The California cups that say coffee can cup candy. That's always the exciting. Yeah.
I thought it was the plastic of the cup.
Yeah. Everything.
Yeah. I've got a pocket knife. My son was like a aluminum knife. Nice pocket knife for my son. And
that'll prop
sticker on the back.
Prop 65.
It caused cancer.
No, geez.
Everything.
Breathe in California air.
Breathe.
You know, I will tell you something. Look at the new pumps, the handle. Look at the side of the handle and the sticker. It says, dangerous to your health, do not consume.
Oh, I thought you were talking about
gasoline. Gasoline.
So I guess.
It's a nice place.
Don't eat the Tide Pods.
On the cement trucks, we have to put, do not drink the water.
Are you serious?
Well,
yes, somebody did.
Do you have even been down to the public works? Our holding tank, you can't even walk up to it, smells so bad. We have to bolt it. non-drinkable water.
Does it say potable?
Non-potable.
Now we know what we're dealing with.
There's a potion also coming as well.
Yeah, now that we know, maybe it should have flashing light.
I thought it was
like
a turd, really.
Okay.
Anyways, we're getting off the So I suggest we put out three signs, one, and somewhere out there. We got the signs up. Can't complain.
I like support it.
Yeah, so we'll just kind of pick some up, put some nice little signs. Don't do this. If there's a problem, we can refer them to the sign and say,
you had to walk past it.
Yeah.
I like this. Parks and public property prohibit, you know, but then also go into like just the RC.
We can put that on because I do take on, but we could put that down there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's one I like.
Yeah, me too. Just add the RCWs at the bottom.
Yeah, then just add the art. Just add your RCWs.
So one I revise and bring it back to you.
Look at it
and
say, yeah, I like this one.
Yeah, we in agreement about the porta potty thing. How much does porta potty cost us a month?
$700 for the two.
Yeah, but that was a short-term contract.
It's a short-term pricing is this. Oh, how long do you want to go? I mean, that was.
Go for 6 months until we open up the bathroom.
Yeah, so that was like 2 months. So
you're looking at least November through Aprilish.
Yeah.
Okay. November to April. I'll find out about the long term. Membership pricing.
I would think so.
And they, yeah.
Make sure there it says do not non-potable water, do not drink.
And please make sure there's signs saying don't eat the hand sanitizer.
From the inner city that come out here that obviously don't know.
Right,
much.
Don't jump in the hole.
Don't bathe your dog in it.
This is not bath water.
This is not a shower.
Do we need to put a sign on the bridge that says please do not jump off it?
No. We might.
Let's just leave that.
Yeah.
Out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's let them.
Any other questions on this? So I'll kind of revise this and throw it back at you next time. All right. Yeah, we'll talk about food supplies. All right. We're done for that one. Mm-hmm. Open public comment?
Josh. Can you talk like the micro machine guy? Ready?
All right. So I've got some comments about the accounting software upgrade discussion. I have some serious concerns about embarking on that kind of transition. What's being pitched by our products to the city to meet a need. And it's kind of been framed as like we're just buying something to fix the problem. My concern is that we've skipped a bunch of steps and we've gone straight to like buying something. This is a massive IT and infrastructure overhaul of how the city conducts its entire financial operation, from billing to how it keeps track of accounts. All of the matters of the budget, that is all going to be handled by that software. So to do a transition like that midway through a fiscal year is incredibly concerning. And to move forward with the project so quickly because the price may go up, it's not a good reason to buy something. The people that we're engaging with are sales people. Their job is to close the business. It's not necessarily put a product in front of us. It's not best interest to use. It's what's going to get them paid and what's going to get them paid fastest. They're going to say what they're going to have to say to close the deal. What we really need here, this is a huge project. We're not just buying a car. What we're doing is we're driving a car down the road and we're deciding that we're going to build a new road and an off-ramp to this new road. And then we're going to buy a new car after all that's done. This is a huge project And I'm disappointed that you guys are being asked to vote on something so quick. I don't think this needs to be a high pressure situation because the consequences for getting this wrong are disastrous. You want to talk about the city having poor audits in the past? If we mess it up and if we don't stick the landing on it, that's not good. It has long-term consequences. So I'd really like to see the city take its time. Yeah, and I'd really like to see you put a project plan together showing multiple steps on what we have to do before we can transition. And also just outline for the council the pros and cons of each of these softwares, of each of the software, and how it fits into the project and the plan that we're putting through. This is not enough time to make a decision of this magnitude. I think Richard, you had a lot of good questions about fees and the contracts. So we need to make sure that whatever decision is being made in the best interest of the city, in the best interest of people who are going to be using the software, and ultimately, how is it going to increase the transparency between the government and the people? And how is this going to benefit the people? Because right now, just being asked to vote on a bunch of products, I don't think that's fair to the front council about that.
Just so you know, I sent RFPs and they received them a month ago to review.
Yeah, it's not about a request for proposal. It's about all the steps that need to be accounted for to make that transition happen.
Sure.
And you can send them requests for the proposals, but give them context, give them pros and cons. Companies, I've worked for companies that have made big changes like this. They go out, they hire a consultant who's gonna be on their side of the table, who's gonna look at their way the things are, where the holes are, what needs to get fixed, and what's the most effective way to fix it. It's like going to, if I have a leak in my house, right? I go to my realtor and say, I have a leak on my roof. What can you do? I don't just gonna sell me a new house. So we need to make sure that we're identifying what the problem is and what's the best roadmap to get there. And a month to review a series of products is not fair to put in front of the council that way. We're asking them to completely rip out the guts of how we conduct business on the back end. That's a huge undertaking, and it's not okay that we just put a couple of brochures in front of council, a couple of proposals in front of council, and expect them to make a decision like that. There's a lot that needs to go into this.
Sure. I've engaged, just so you know, I've engaged and asked if anybody's wanted to see demos or had questions also for last month.
What I would like to see though is you come with a project and with a presentation that you demonstrate to the city that this has all been thought through. What are the problems with vision? Spell them out concretely. How are these products going to fix that?
Mm-hmm.
And then how are we going to manage that transition and minimize risk to the city?
Sure. I can get all
that. These are other points, but the only thing I will say, I'm just sitting here neutral. This, our budget is this big.
Yeah.
I've seen cities like Stevenson change their financial software, and they're 10 times our size within a 3-4 month period. We're tiny. I understand what you're saying. Your questions are very good. But how are we going to keep this can down the road before we resolve vision?
Well, we've known the holes in vision. We know that what we need to fix is the input and the communication between the multiple programs of it. It doesn't communicate from one to the other.
So I make a suggestion. We got Josh for another 2 months. We got him on our, why don't you help us with that? Why don't you come in and consult for us and look at that and give us some
information? Yeah, absolutely. I can do that. That was a huge revision to the plan.
It were, yeah. Why don't you come in and do that, and look at this, and kind of present it?
Yeah.
Because like I said, is I'm not real.
And I just don't like the idea of us paying for two programs, right? Like, we gave the Public Development Authority, rightfully so, a lot of grub for paying rent in Stevenson and paying rent in their farm.
There's going to be a transition. I mean, so you have to run, I mean, with any change that we make, we are going to have to run two things at once for conversion for at least a little bit. So there's going to be a dual cost there for a minute.
We need a written project proposal of how that's going to go, what the cost of that is, why it's justified.
Sure. I was working on a software sheet for you.
So let me just say, you're right. I'm not disagreeing. Let me just say this is, we're only two people here.
Yeah.
And for her to sit there, she doesn't have a consultant, she doesn't have people that can, we're not a training person. So we're going to have to hire that out. If that's what we need, we're going to have to hire that out. If that's what the council wants more of a thing, we'll have to hire that out to get the consultant to get that up there because it's just something a little bit beyond us. What we're doing is basically is we're trying to get something that we can all work with that's not going to cost us a lot of time, and we're talking about a $1.3 million budget, so we're talking about a budget that really can be run on QuickBooks easily.
Yeah. Bigger budget.
The problem with that is QuickBooks is going to be tough to incorporate all the bars on there. That's the one problem with it.
You're in dual entry.
Hard to do the utility building without hiring a new person to be able to key there. So that's something that Josh got some good points. But if we want to get into, we want to get into you and Richard, I talked with Richard. Richard has some real good concerns. He's a contract man. He knows how to do contract. But we're going to have, and there is no hurry. I told you that earlier.
Yeah.
There's no hurry. I'm saying we can get a bright, but that doesn't mean we have sign. We can't even talk about it. We can't even talk about voting on it. So that's the best thing. And it might be down the road. But what I'm saying is some kind of plan needs to be done.
I agree. I would just say any plan that put forth in front of council needs to be. And the original discussions that we had was that this was going to be put in place ready for the next fiscal year. That didn't happen.
And so
we missed our window.
Well, no. We're looking at next year. We don't have to do it. We don't have to. I mean, if we do it, we don't have to do it. Right. Well,
what was being discussed at the meeting, though, was that the transition was going to occur midway through the fiscal year, March, April.
Well, we have to push forward on the utility going on any of it. It's going to take it's going to take up to 3 months just to get, we got to keep our utilities going. So.
Yeah, but it needs to be where it goes live for the new year, the new fiscal year. That's when.
I mean, there's been lots of changes mid-fiscal year that have gone. Well, so is there some sort of data I could get for you that would show their track record maybe of their conversions?
Well, not the kind of thing, but I agree with what you're saying. I'd rather much see them live at the beginning of the year.
Mm-hmm.
But I would like to see something in place so that we know it's coming and we're working on it.
Yeah,
I'm working towards that live.
You know, I would just say, as a member of the community, I would like a clear plan in place. This is a sales pitch. As a constituent, I'm not interested in a sales pitch. I'm interested in how are we actually going to execute this. That's the important thing here. People will sell us anything any day. How are we going to implement? How are we going to execute it? And that's what I have to submit to today. So that's kind of why I'm disappointed that there's. Feels like there's this big rush, like the council is being asked to vote on something immediately after the budget.
Yeah,
I apologize for that too. I've been pushing this for 2 years, so it's, you know, to me, it's become detrimental. But it's, we can wait. I'm not pushing to vote right away, but I definitely think it should happen sooner rather than later because I think it's been a waste of public money to have us working with a program that's broken and having to fix all these things.
And do you really have my support to get this done this year?
Yeah.
But didn't happen.
Yeah.
And then.
Yeah, that's why we're shooting for next year.
Well, again, what was said in the conversation earlier was that the transition was planned for mid fiscal year.
Right, we're talking about February, March. One of my
big so it's going to be up to you, councilors. You're in charge right now to decide what.
Well, I brought up September because I said it was late in the year. September needs to be later in the year, September. And I was like, but it's also late in the year because it's also already November to be started this year.
Yeah, we can't. We can't do it this year.
So when I say like next year, I mean it starts fiscal year, calendar year 2020.
Which means we would have to approve it before the budget. I mean, it's gotta, we have to work out the timing just right on it because in order to convert that fast, we can't wait till after budget time to start it. But and the following year.
I think that's my concern, right?
Right.
No, it'd get approved this year. Mapped out. Mm-hmm. We'd start it September or the month prior.
Then we need some help in here mm-hmm. because there's just no way that her and I are gonna be able to do, I mean, we're the ones, we get these suggestions, we get these, and then until the next council meeting, other than a couple, nobody's here. Nobody comes in, and it's just us two. And so I realize I'm the mayor, but this is a legislative branch. So if we're going to get support, we need some support up there, and we need somebody to come in. And, when I was out there during the election time, people were this, that, will come and help us out, tell us what you want. But I agree with you. I don't think it should start. I like to see it switch over. I like to click over on the new year. But there's a lot of things to be put in place. And if it's not, that's why I keep saying, if you find out there's, you got questions, let's ask questions. Because we don't have all the answers and we need help.
Yeah.
It's just us two. Because she's chief cook, bottle washer, and everything. She does it all.
And they started these software comps in March,
I'm just saying.
So that's the end of my comment.
Okay,
so,
thank you.
I apologize for running long.
Okay, any other public comment?
It was very passive aggressive.
Good point. Good point.
Any other public comment?
Good point. Thank you.
Any other public comment?
No public. Oh, wait. Yeah. I see a hand raised. Yes, Dana.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Dana Hall of North Bonneville.
Dana Hall of North Bonneville, I just want to congratulate Brian, Terry, Travis, and Josh, who were elected by the citizens of North Bonneville.
Yay.
Dana, you did pretty good yourself. Good job.
I'm just congratulating those that were elected. I'm very happy about it.
Well, thank you. And you want to know something? I hope that you stay as informed as you have been, and I'd like to continue to send you packages because I appreciate your input.
Absolutely. It's nice having people in the community that are just so well involved in this process. And it's sad to me that there's so few that are so involved in the know of the city workings and what is going on to where when they get online and start running their mouths about stuff they don't know. So,
thank you, Dan.
It don't matter.
Four more years.
All right, thank you, Dan. Anything else?
No other public comment online.
All right, any other public comment? Mm-hmm. Councilmember comments.
I'd like to thank everybody for coming. Real informative, this one on a bunch of stuff. The budget looks real good, Can't wait to move forward and hopefully. These small guys and these groups get rid of the riffraff.
And I'd like to say, talking about this IT stuff, I stay away from my phone as much as I can, but I trust the animal. And that's all I got to go with Dan and Brian. Having you guys have some cultural knowledge about this kind of stuff. It really helped to step in and to help out. I know Dan is overloaded. So that is the end of that report. But has anybody seen the mural on the railroad bridge?
Oh, the mural? Yes. Mural.
Yeah, whatever, Margie. The mural. on the railroad bridge abutment.
It's so neat. Really
cool. And if we're gonna have porta potty toilets out here, I think we ought to be able to pick them up.
I don't know.
Whoever did that,
paint them camo. No, it was, somebody had been parking in there.
Last spring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so cool again.
Mm-hmm. I think they're wolves, aren't they?
Really?
Wolves. Oh. I see them doing.
We're all crazy. I thought they were regular black cats.
Anyway, I thought that was so cool.
Wherever it's at, I've never seen it because I must not know that direction.
It's right under
the Cascade Lodge State in their industrial and business park areas where they made these little shelters, you know, tooth post type deals, little shelters with the privacy fence, I think, for their porta potties, just help them blend in a little bit. Might be something.
Yeah.
Don't need a roof on it or anything, you know, but.
No, I just.
Privacy fence.
And then it gives us something to post our signs on for.
Please put your waste in the proper receptacle.
Thank you. I'm gonna close this. I invite anyone, and you all know that, anyone of you counselors, I invite public to come in at any time. This is yours. Come on in.
You know,
anytime. I know the rest of you. Just come on in. If you want to date anybody, if they want to see anything, want to know anything, that's what we're here for.
I just text whenever I want.
I know you do.
I don't care what time it is.
You know, it's usually, hey, there's a dead squirrel on the path. All right. I'm hearing nothing. John, you want to say something?
Just my wish all the better. That'd be better.
Today. Yes.
This week, something.
Yes, thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you, John.
Thank you, John.
Thanks, John.
No.
They wouldn't
take him. I
don't want to be. They wouldn't let him in.
I got one more. Happy birthday, Mayor.
Oh, yeah.
Dear one.
Dear one.
Yeah, it means today.
All right, so hearing nothing from the right here, hearing nothing from the left. Thank you, everybody. This meeting is adjourned.
Good night, Brandon.
See you, everybody.
Hi, Joy. Hi, Dana.
Oh, good night, Ken.
Have a wonderful night.
I know, but you say good night, Brandon.